Yes, that's right. It is time for Tech House, and with me in the studio is the fourth Doctor Who, Dr. Hitchcock.
Good morning. Look at the sun.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, when I see the sunshine when I wake up, I think of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Good things. You think of good things.
That's nice.
So it's time for Tech House, a regular tech segment. If you do have any questions, like, where's my email gone? How do I take a screenshot? Then definitely get them in to Dr. Hitchcock right now. I'm sure he'd be loving it.
Yeah, all those awesome kind of questions. Send them through and I'll do my best to answer them.
But also, if you have any questions about like security and privacy and open source stuff as well, that's probably more to the point.
That's right. Yep, totally. And today we're going to talk about website security and what you can do if you get hacked. And how to prevent being hacked.
And we've got a case to start off with.
We do. A poorly written article on a major New Zealand news website, which I won't name. The headline is, "They've hacked my website. Kiwi's business website taken over by apparent Islamic extremist hacker group." That is a poor headline, but anyway, by the by. A New Zealand woman had her business website hijacked by an apparent Islamic extremist hacker group, which placed her site with photographs including ones depicting the ISIS flags.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sonia Cristella noticed the site takeover on Friday night and is concerned not only for the personal loss of data and security, but her own personal safety too, after spotting a man taking photographs of her from a car. Miss Cristella, 59, runs a health and well-being website, is an author, designer, and public speaker. When users clicked onto her website, soniacristella.com, which is now back up, but takes a terrible long time to load, over the weekend, they were met with images of battle, ISIS flags, and men with covered faces, and a message which said the site had been hacked by security crews.
Yeah, security crew, represent!
Boom, boom, boom! So, that is an... and then she goes on to say she had gripes because her domain provider, domains based in Wellington, were closed for the weekend, and the Australian branch, Melbourne IT, wouldn't really come to the party and do much about it. So, but anyway, by the by, what happened there? She got hacked. She probably had a WordPress site.
You got hacked.
But the first thing you should do if your website gets hacked is to not panic. So that's number one. Number two, don't take it personally. Most websites that are hacked are done either for, like this one, political reasons, potentially political reasons, or two, they just want all the resources that your website is using, so like RAM and bandwidth and moving data around the internet and storing things, and sometimes a website will be hacked and nothing will happen for months, and then, because what some organizations do is they pick up and hack sites all around the net, and then when they want to do something, they incorporate it as a network and then go attack the likes of, say, I don't know, Sony, like the Sony leaks and that kind of stuff. But if your website does get hacked, all you should do is just call your ISP like she did. She called her ISP and was like, "What's up?" If that doesn't work, find a friend who's tech friendly that might be able to help you out. Or three, just get on the old web search and just look up a local a web business who specializes in the software that your website runs on and just give them a call and be like, "My site's hacked, can you help me? How much will that cost?" And it can usually be rectified quite easily, but sometimes it can be a lot harder.
But usually easy.
Usually easy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might only take, half a day or a day.
But I mean, most of the time it's not going to be, I mean, it'll be embarrassing, but really it's not much. You know, unless it's your personal website or whatever it is, or your business's website, it's probably not going to compromise the selling ability if you have a store or anything, because that'll be somewhere else.
Yeah. So if you're running an e-commerce site, what will generally, so you might have your client's details on your website, so that would be pretty shitty if you lost that, and a bit of a, you know, that is a potential issue. But regarding credit cards, generally that stuff is dealt with the payment processing place you go through. So the big one in New Zealand is DPS or Payment Express, and they have all the credit card details, so they won't be stored on your website. There's another couple ones. There's eWay, which is Aussie based. There's a new one in Auckland called Swipe in Auckland, and so they do it like that so that when sites get hacked you don't lose credit cards. So that's cool. But the number one thing is the preventative approach, is to not get hacked in the first place. And the best way to do that is by doing regular backups. So backups on your ISP level, so whoever you get the hosting through, and then also on your CMS level. So I work with WordPress, and there's a lot of really good plugins that let you take an entire, every day, take a backup from your website and then put it in your Dropbox account. It's easy, it's set and forget. So it does files and it does the database. And the database on a website is where all the actual content lives. So when you write a blog post, that gets stored in the database. When someone makes a comment, that's in the database.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's just do those two things. And then, so backups. Then number two is security plugins. So on WordPress, there's lots of really good security plugins. So just keep them turned on. And just keep your website content management system up to date. So make sure you have all the latest plugin updates. So there's the core files, and then there's all the stuff you add on to it. So make sure they're all up to date. And then you're generally pretty hacker resilient.
Resilience. So what we're about here in Christchurch, resilience.
We are.
And you had another thing that you were thinking of there.
Yeah, so I thought, so I'm not a big fan of the old Facecrack, also known as Facebook. You can send encrypted Facebook messages with a browser plugin called Crypto. It's a new extension for Chrome and Firefox, and it lets you locally encrypt and decrypt Facebook messages, ensuring that your chats on the social network are as secure as possible. And it's just been created by this dude, this UK student, Max Mitchell.
Does it need to be at both ends?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how it works is you install the plugin on your browser, Chrome or Firefox. I don't know if it works on mobile browser yet. And then if you're both using the plugin and you use it to send messages via Facebook Messenger, like in your message box there, if they don't have the plugin turned on, it'll just be like a question mark or some kind of thing saying this doesn't work. But if you've both got the plugin turned on, you'll both be able to see it. So, I mean, that's good in two ways. One, if someone's looking at the traffic going through your browser over the network, you won't be able to see what it is because it'll be garbled. So that's like NSA, Five Eyes, blah, 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 blah. Two, it's actually good from privacy within Facebook perspective, because Facebook can't do anything with the data because it's encrypted, so they can't sell you ads based on what's in your messages, which is very cool.
But you need to have, you do need to have the other person on the other end.
Yes.
Encrypting.
Yeah, but it's as easy as installing a browser extension, and depending on your comfort level with that. But yeah, if you need help with any encryption, give me a bell, drh@starlifter.nz.
There you go, out in the open.
Do we have any questions?
There was a question about the lyrics of one of the songs.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
What are the lyrics to the song Autograph, which was played how long ago? The artist was Autograph, and the title was called Metaphysical, the Ambassador's Remix.
Oh, no, I don't know that one.
You don't know that one? Not off the top of your head.
That's a good try though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Woo-hoo. We thought about it.
So how's your tech life been, Mr. Dan? What have you been doing with your tech life lately?
Oh, tech lording. I've sort of finally got all my stuff across to, like, I'm still catching up with the Tech House episodes from like 1 and 2 from last year, you know, like moving through to like getting everything to LastPass and updating all my stuff to all my browsers to Firefox and getting all the plugins and stuff.
Good man.
Yeah, it takes a while, you know.
It is. It's a journey.
It's a journey. This is a journey into sound.
It's a journey into encryption.
And so I'm getting there, but yeah, it is also difficult, and I've had this conversation with you about, like, for example, Signal app, which is the free app for that you can use to encrypt your text messages, which, like, you can't download unless you've got the most recent iOS version. So even though it's a free app, like, I can't install it and that sort of thing. So, I mean, you know, thinking about that sort of stuff, thinking about that.
Should we do a give a little campaign? Get James Dan a new mobile.
No. Give me two tin cans and a piece of string.
Yes.
And we could, that's how we're going to encrypt our conversations from now on.
That's right. Try and hack that.
Yeah.
GCSB.
You probably they'd have to send out a truck to do that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They'd put like a little microphone on the string.
Yep.
And then they'd sit there in their little flower van underneath it.
Oh yeah. I bet they have a whole stack of them, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, they're rocking around the flower vans, and then, you know, oh, they could, what were that cartoon? The two little Phil and something, the pot men.
Phil and something, the pot men. Listeners, if you know what he's talking about.
You know, the kids program, and they were like little like flower pots, and there was two, Phil and Ben. You don't know?
No, I do not know.
Man. See, I've got that daddy brain now.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to draw correlations between daddy, Phil daddy
and,
shit.
Phil and Ben, the flower pot men. If it's not a cartoon, it will be soon.
If it's not already a cartoon, it may have been something that we created in the mid-2000s that we have just remembered.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So watch out for Phil and Ben, the flower pot men, who are probably hijacking your conversations on your tin can phone.
I think they're already doing it. I think they're on the line now.
They can probably hear us now on the radio.
Oh, that might just be Gemma.
We're actually broadcasting, so they should be able to hear us.
Totally.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Hitchcock. We will have you in at a time and date yet to be determined.
But yes.
It'll be good.
Yes.
It'll happen.
Baby willing.
Godspeed.